So tonight, we have come together. We are black, we are white, we are gay, we are straight. We have faith, we have no faith. We are young, and we are seasoned.
H.A. Young of Waynesboro addresses those gathered for the kickoff event of the Shenandoah Valley chapter of the Poor People's Campaign, held the end of January. His words describe the mixed crowd of more than 100 in attendance, gathered at a Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Waynesboro. Linda Rivas of Craigsville stands among them, listening.
After the election, I was pretty disillusioned by the turnout in the Valley. So I decided rather than politics, I wanted to put my energy into something else to affect change.
One day when Rivas was sitting with her friends, she heard them talking about the Reverend William J. Barber II of the Poor People's Campaign, who had been at Union Hill helping fight the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
They were talking about how charismatic he was and how he was really doing this great thing.
It left her curious enough to investigate, and she continued to talk to her friends about it.
We just kind of decided as a group of about six or eight of us, we're going to do this. It just seemed like a good way to raise the voice of so many of the issues that's wrong with our country today.
In 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. called for a revolution of values in America, leading to the birth of the Poor People's Campaign.
They gathered other people from the faith community, and they just kept building upon that. We're starting out a little bit differently since we aren't based out of a church or anything.
The national website for the Poor People's Campaign carries King's vision forward, identifying not just racial injustice in the U.S., but also systematic poverty, war, ecological devastation as, quote, interlocking evils. They state they are not an organization, but an all-inclusive moral movement, a campaign that advocates and lobbies on behalf of policies that impact poor, low wealth, and vulnerable people.
Can I teach y'all one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna shout forward together. You all say not one step back. You ready? Forward together.
Not one step back.
Oh, y'all sound good. Forward together.
Young works as a meter tech at the University of Virginia. Although experienced as an associate pastor, he has grown increasingly dissatisfied over the past few years with the way mainstream churches seem not to address what he sees as the horrible moral and politicized issues facing America. Maybe this is why hearing Barber speak resonated.
And they were sharing about this campaign that Dr. King started back in 68. And we thought, hey, this may be something to plug in. We were looking for something that is exclusive, something without walls, something where we could come in and grow and just get right to work instead of trying to reinvent the wheel and try to come up with ideas, plug in and see what the campaign's all about. And that's how we got started. This organization means to me that people from diverse backgrounds can work together.
That sense of purpose reached April Cordell Bryant. Today a licensed professional counselor in a civilian practice, April spent 16 years serving in the U.S. military. As a lesbian, she noticed a difference while stationed in Europe in how people treat one another there versus here.
I've not only lived through a lot of injustices, I've witnessed a lot of them, especially in our country. Having experienced a lot of things in Europe, you see a greater sense of community, and you come back here and everybody is very much out for what they can get. And so we were all just weak and insignificant, just screaming in the night, and nobody could hear you.
She says for her, one appeal of the Poor People's Campaign is how it combines individual issues into a common effort.
This is saying, take a moment, set your stuff aside, fight for everybody. Everybody has equality. Then you can have your different viewpoints. You got to start somewhere so that you earn that right to have that. This is one of the first movements where I think we have a chance.
AJ Young agrees.
Regardless of your race, regardless of your religion, regardless of your gender, your sexual orientation, unity wins the day. And I'm really excited about that. That's what brings me joy in this movement, is seeing so much diversity and people who want to take humanity back, whether you're Democrat or Republican, rich or poor.
Linda Rivas has her eye on future generations.
I've got two grandchildren, and it's like, this is not an okay world for my grandchildren to live in. Things have to change. And so in searching for something, it's like, this is the right thing for me to do. We're going to do this.
The Shenandoah Valley Group has grown to more than 280 followers on their Facebook page, in addition to others offline.
We're just very excited because we're just really growing, and there's a lot of enthusiasm.
Somebody is hurting my brother.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Tripp.